Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
This is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Danielle Martin. Danielle is a highly coveted motivational speaker, along with being an author and transformational coach. She's passionate about helping people and watching them accomplish new milestones. And I am thrilled to have you here today, Danielle.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for joining us. So for those that don't know you, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose and all this great work you're doing with people.
Okay. I was most of my career life in the corporate world, but I was not happy of spending all my days behind a desk, and most of all, also not having the time to be with my family, not having the time to raise my son, and I was always tired and overworked and under-earning, you know. And for years, it has been always a curiosity of mine to read and to make part of all the personal growth subjects and reading books and watching seminars. But I already knew a lot of things, but I have never thought that one day I could want to teach it for people until I was sent for the company that I was working at to a seminar in personal branding, marketing, you know, a lot of things, communication. And there were three speakers in the agenda for that seminar, and the first two had their times, they spoke, I was enjoying, but when the last one came into the stage, I felt like something had hit me, and I thought with myself, that's it. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life, because I have always been passionate in to help people, to teach what I knew. I just never had the thought that that could be my purpose, you know. I have always had that altruist characteristic of helping people, but I never thought that I could do something to release them from the survival mode, you know. You go to work, you earn your money, you come back home, but you never find the fulfillment in what you do. And since that day, my life turned 360 degrees, you know, because that was how I found about my purpose. And what I love about my work is because I have that feeling of when you see someone changed through your guidance because of your help, you know, and you see their lives becoming better and their gratitude, and you see them accomplishing things that they never thought they would be capable of. This is completely different. This is so energizing, you know. I really love what I do. And this was the way I stumbled, let's say, like this, my purpose in life. I love to help people. I love to see them growing and discovering things about themselves that they had no idea they already had the power to change their lives the way they want it to be.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And you have done the same, and so you're a shining example of what that looks like.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the collaboration that happened with you and Katrina.
Cazayas.
Yes, and on the book, Rising from Mental Slavery. How did the book come about from the work that you've been doing? And tell us a little bit about the book.
It was so beautiful. Because me and Katarina, for example, Katarina, she is a media mindset mentor. And she also is very good into bring the best part of the confidence of her clients, you know. We were participating in a mastermind together in a group. We still make part of it. And one of the things that we notice it together is that people are so living under their own potential because they are so rapid in that limiting beliefs. They have the potential, they have that feeling that they know that they could be doing better, but they have also that feeling, I cannot do it, I don't know if I can accomplish it. And we saw that our own experiences about the life, about the work we do, could be in a way helpful for make people realize that they can change, they have the power to change their thoughts, their lives, and that they are not alone because we have experienced those changes. We know about the struggle they face, about the fear of the unknown. We know that the struggle is real and they don't have to do this all alone. But together, the basic principles that were so valuable for our own changes, and we decided to put together in the book so people could in an easier way read it, make the exercise, and implement them right away in their lives. You know, it's not a book for a leisure reading. I don't know if my English is explained better. But it's experimental book because we put the concepts in order that you go to the principles of the roots of your limiting beliefs, and through the book you are going to have the steps for you to go following and implementing the principles right away in your daily life, you know, so you can see the results faster, you know, because you are experimenting them. And both Katarina and I, we know that without practicing, no change can happen. And this was one of our highest concerns when we were putting this book together so people could really experience the change in their thoughts and so they could have the basic tools to start to create the life that they want.
Oh, that is so beautiful, really beautiful. So if you have a tip or two in the book to get people started on their way of rising up from mental slavery, how to unleash your infinite potential, what would a couple tips be?
The tips based in my own experience is that give a chance to your dreams and believe in yourself, because I was a person that was living under my own potential for so long in my life. If I knew earlier that I had everything that I needed to construct, to build the life that I have always dreamed about, why the heck did I waited so long? Because I was living as a product of other people's ways of thinking, you know. Their perception about myself was that I was so low in terms of potential, and I accepted that. So if you have ever struggled to change your results, to change something in your life, believe that if you, for some way, are holding back up to this point, it's not because you don't have the power to create this life. It's something about your limiting beliefs, the beliefs that you inherited for other people and that you accept them as truth for yourself, as truth about yourself, about your potential. And the sooner you start to have this curiosity to know who you really are, because we all are spirits, and our spirits is infinite. We have infinite potential, but we go on society accepting those invisible lids over our potential, as we put the name of our book, The Mental Slavery, because in fact, nothing real holds you back from having the life that you want. You are holding yourself back because you are holding limiting beliefs about yourself. And the sooner you identify what are the limiting thoughts, the limiting patterns that are ruling in your subconscious mind, the sooner you will be able to make a shift on that thought pattern so you can acquire more positive ones that will serve you, that will work in your favor, not against you. So this would be the number one tip I could give to anybody. Believe in yourself and work on your paradigms, in your limiting beliefs, because what is holding you back actually your belief systems. So if you want to change your life, change your belief systems.
Oh, that is so powerful, really powerful. So what do you hope readers will take away from the book when they read it?
In the book, the readers are going to find about how the human behavior was molded by the societal beliefs that are transmitted through generations. And the readers will be able to identify themselves, because we wrote it in a way that you can find, you can see daily situations that somebody has never thought that could be. For example, there was a time in our lives that believing in Santa Claus, leaving some cookies, etc., would be great for Santa Claus. But the moment you realized that this belief would not be serving you anymore, you simply got rid of that. So we explain in an easier way, but we put all the areas in our lives. What are the limiting factors that are holding you back? It can be financially, financial situations, in your career, in your relationships, about the courage to pursue your purpose. And we guide the readers to identify the limiting beliefs that have been the robbery of their dreams, so they can start to be aware of them, because you cannot fight something that you don't know that exists, okay? And through the chapters, we are going to give exactly what you need for to change these behavioral patterns and create new ones that will support you in the fulfillment of life. We talk about the law of vibration, about keeping your vibration in a positive level so you can attract the things that are positive in your life, not being vibrating in a low vibration and attracting the negative events, you know. We talk about purpose, about find your purpose, because this is another thing that we highly believe that when you work on purpose, you know what you're doing, and putting all your good energy on it, we'll be able to find the fulfillment in what you do. And we give practical steps for people that haven't discovered yet what their purposes are. So through the exercise, they can have there a powerful tool so they can find their own purpose. We also talk about the power of having people around you that support your dream, that cheer for your success, that help you to achieve the things that you dream, because, and this is the power of the mastermind, you have a group of the individuals, like-minded individuals, and they are all in collaboration to help each other to achieve the things that they want. And these are all practical steps that if you implement, if not, but you following the instructions, you can apply them already. And if you apply them already, you are going to see that in few months, your life is going to be really different because you are going to doing the things in the right way, you know, in the way that will bring you positive results.
That is so wonderful and so empowering. I so enjoyed spending time with you today. Tell me where people might be able to get a hold of you on the web to connect. I know that your book, again, Rising Up from Mental Slavery, How to Unleash Your Infinite Potential, can be found in all major bookstores and on Amazon. But where could they connect with you on the web?
Okay. My website is www.danielmartinsofficial.com. Daniel with double L, okay? And official with double F.com. For Katarina, her website is www.katarinacozaias.com. With K in the beginning, after the letter T, the letter E, Katarina Cozaias, with COZIAS.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Danielle, so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, it was a pleasure spending time with you as well. For all of you that would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.